Time to visit with Cindy Hendricks of the Appleton Public Library. Cindy's the head librarian. And Cindy, before we talk library stuff, I want to wish you and Gary a happy belated anniversary.
Thank you very much.
Well, how many years?
40 years. It's just shocking. I feel like it was just yesterday. I mean, it's just so surprising how those years just roll by.
40 years. Wow. Mm-hmm.
I know, we were just like, you know, teenagers. How about this? Elementary age. Would I be fibbing here? Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Where'd you two meet?
We met in college.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Just went from there then, huh?
We went from there.
Okay. Yes. Good. Well, happy anniversary.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I was just looking at the newsletter that you send out, and you're pretty busy this week, it looks like.
Yeah, we try to keep ourselves busy this summer, and don't let the road construction stop you, because, yes, Rooney Avenue is closed, but just go one street down and go on Ronning, and you can come on down and slip around the corner on Haven and visit us at the Appleton Library, because we still have lots of things happening here. In fact, this week, on Wednesday, we've got a balloon artist here for kids. It starts at 3:30 p.m., and you just won't want to miss it. I mean, how often do you get a professional balloon artist here who will make all sorts of wonderful things for your children? And it's going to be quite the fun program. And then after that, at 5 o'clock, we have mini golf for teens and tweens, and we've got some sweet treats as well as some pizza on order to go along with that. We are meeting at the Riverview Park for that event because our outside avenues and choices are kind of limited right now with the road construction. And then also keep in mind, on Thursday the 19th, we will be closed for the Juneteenth holiday. But then we reopen again on Friday and Saturday. We'll have our regular hours. We've still got another program coming up on the 25th for 3:30 p.m. for our Summer Reads programming. And then our book club meets on the 30th of June at 5 p.m. And we are reading The Wager by David Grant. So still quite a few things happening in the month of June. It's only the, 17th today?
Yeah, 17th today. Over half done with June already. That's amazing.
I know. Kind of crazy.
Yeah, July 4th will be here before you know it.
It will. And keep in mind that our programs for both children, we have a separate program for children that are 12 and younger, and then we've got a teen program also that is pretty wonderful for 13 and over. So two different programs with different opportunities for children and families to participate in a variety of activities here at the Appleton Library. So you can still register, you can still participate in all the wonderful things, and just so many things going on. We still, like I said, we have this balloon artist coming. We've got a juggler coming yet this summer. We've got animatronic dragons that will be here. I mean, gee, we just have a lot of things going on here at the Appleton Library.
Yeah, okay. That's very busy. So what are people reading, Cindy?
Well, people are reading all sorts of stuff. There's a lot of new items that are out, which is kind of, you know, unusual for June, but there is a new nonfiction book, How Countries Grow Broke, by Ray Dalio. It's the author of Principles, evaluates the forces that contribute to what he calls the big debt cycle. Also, a book out, and maybe you've seen this, it's a Dogist. I don't know if you've seen that in TikTok or any, you know,
nope,
kind of videos and things. This Dog Will Change Your Life by Elias Weiss Friedman and Ben Greenman. It's a photographer known as Dogist contends that dog ownership can improve your life. So do you have a dog, Paul?
Do I have a dog? I wish I did, but my wife says no.
Well, we have a golden retriever that is 9 years old.
Oh, okay.
And the absolute most spoiled dog in ever. We arrange our life around this dog. It's just so cute.
How long have you had him?
Oh, well, she's 9 years old, and honestly, she started out at our son's house that You know how that goes. Sometimes the dog is just a little too much.
Right.
So she's been living with us for 8 of her 9 years now. So
nice. Nice.
Anyway, but this is going to be a really, it's a pretty cute book.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've also got some other things that are new in fiction. Atmosphere by Taylor Jenkins Reid. It's in the summer of 1980. Joan Goodwin begins training with a group of candidates for NASA's Space Shuttle program. And then former President Bill Clinton and James Patterson have co-written a book out called The First Gentleman. It's also, of course, a president's husband goes on trial for murder and kind of all sorts of interesting things. I don't know if you've read any of the other co-written books with former President Bill Clinton and James Patterson, but some of them actually have been pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah. And then Badlands by Douglas Preston and Lincoln Child. It's the fifth book in the Nora Kelly series. And Ghost Rider by Julie Clark is the daughter of a horror novelist who was rumored to have killed his siblings when he was a teen. Ooh. So, of course, those are all fiction books, not true. But sometimes the figment of people's imagination can be far more than the real truth sometimes, too. So, but if you've got a favorite author or you need some recommendations for some reading this summer, stop on down. We are all readers. We all have lots of fun, exciting things that we like to share with people. Plus, we have many different displays that we put out. Right now, we've got a really nice display on beach reads that people have been just taking off the shelf, just flying off the shelf. So, stop on down and check out what we have to offer.
Okay, real good. And will you be closed on Thursday holiday then?
Yes, we will be closed on Thursday for the Juneteenth holiday. So remember, you've always got options, digital content. Go check out to see what Libby has to offer as far as downloadables for books, audiobooks, as well as magazines. Those magazines are kind of interesting. You should check them out, Paul.
Yeah, I should. So, all right, so where are you located? And you said construction is still going on, huh?
Yes, unfortunately, I think we'll have construction for quite some time.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, they ripped the streets down to the water, the sewer, and everything. And so I was really considering having a mud wrestling festival here with all the torrential rains that we've been having. But for some reason, I didn't have any contestants.
Oh.
Oh, kind of unreal, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really something. And, I mean, I know that the water levels all over in the area are just all over the place. So, we are located at 50 East Rooney. Although, remember, go one more street on Running, come down to Haven, take a left, and that's where we're going to be.
Okay.
So don't let it stop you. You have to come and visit us. We love seeing people.
Yeah, next time I'm in Appleton, I'll stop in, visit.
Sounds great. Sounds wonderful.
All right. So when you open again?
We are open Mondays 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays 10 to 7 p.m., Friday 10 to 5, and Saturday 10 to 2.
All right. Real good, Cindy. Thank you, and we'll talk to you next time then.
Sounds fabulous. Have a great week.
Yep, Cindy Hendricks, head librarian at the Appleton Public Library.